Good morning, and welcome to Zion. We are kind of in recovery mode today from a week of Bible school. If you see in your bulletin, there are around 55 people that were involved with that, and we had a great week. We had cooler weather until maybe the last night, but just look in your bulletin for some of the information on that. And this morning is going to be a little different. We're having a hymn sing with no message. There's going to be an opportunity for you to request hymns or songs to any of our song leaders. So I want to say to song leaders, when you come up to lead your one or two hymns, then ask, is there anyone with a request? And lead a couple of those requests, okay? Let's take a moment to have our announcements. If you have an announcement, please come forward.
There is going to be an ice cream social at my parents' house. I also live there. And there's going to be lawn games, and it should be fun. You can bring your own toppings, or you can bring your own, it's not batter, you know, the stuff to churn. Base, ice cream base. And your own ice cream churner. We have a few, but if you want, you're welcome to bring your own. So it's on this Thursday, it's in the bulletin, up from 7 to 9, it says. So, please come. And we'll have fun.
I'd just like to thank all of you for your donations of detainee kits. You donated 65. That's a lot. I'm proud of you. A lady, a staff person from MCC, went up to Seattle and just drove down from Seattle picking up kits at churches and here, and she was going to drive straight down to Tucson, and she was going to, they probably already been given out already. So, and I asked Marlene Bogard, who was in charge of the whole thing, if she knew how many kits in total, and she said she didn't know for sure, but she thought maybe 500 or 600. So I'll let you know when she'll let me know when she gets the count. So it was nice to be able to do something for a change.
If you remember from 2 weeks ago in my message, I ended that message with an encouragement for us to pick up an ICU card, I see you, and take a moment to express appreciation or encouragement to someone from our church family. So in the back of this area are those cards, and they will be available for an indefinite period of time. So there's a little write-up about those cards and what the reason is for doing that right now with our church family. I'm going to read from Psalm 98 for our call to worship this morning. This is a service of song, and it's my hope and prayer that in the words that we say today, in the songs that we sing, we will bring honor and glory to God and realize that we are here as worshipers, that God is the audience, and He's here to be His name lifted up and to be honored and worshiped. Sing to the Lord a new song, for He has done marvelous things. His right hand and His holy arm have worked salvation for Him. The Lord has made His salvation known and revealed His righteousness to the nations. He has remembered His love and His faithfulness to Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Burst into jubilant song with music. Make music to the Lord with the harp. with the harp and the sound of singing, with trumpets and the blast of the ram's horn. Shout for joy before the Lord, the King. Let the sea resound and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the mountains sing together for joy. Let them sing before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples with equity. Let's pray. God, you are creator of the universe. You are everlasting to everlasting, our Lord. Our souls long for your courts, because we know happy are we who dwell in your house and are ever praising you. We have found a home in your presence, and this morning we come before you with thanksgiving and a sacrifice of praise. We know the old, old songs are made new in our hearts. The message that Christ is risen. Sing, alleluia. You invite us to sing to a world deafened by despair and haunted by the tunes of fear. But you are Lord of the dance. And this morning we lift up our songs to you. Every song, old and new, is offered to you. God, in our community, you are holy, and we ask that you would bless this time of worship as we offer ourselves to you. Amen. Charlie, would you come and lead us in singing? If you want to move a little closer to the front, that will help with our singing if we're closer together.
So let's stand and do that, and I will wait until you move forward. Come on forward. Turn to number 36 on your way up, or when you get to the hymnal. Number 36 in the blue book. This one. There's still some of you can move forward a little further. I won't ask you to sing a solo. And I won't ask you to sing in front of that mic. Judy asked what that mic was for. Maybe she's preaching today. I don't know.
Oh,
109 in the Green Book. I was told I just need to lead two songs, so I'm sticking to it. Okay. You got a song you want me to lead? Craig. We shall overcome. We shall overcome. We do it without a book.
We shall overcome. We shall overcome. We shall
What's the next verse? Huh? Oh.
We shall be free. We shall be free. We shall be free someday. Oh.
I was feeling pretty free to sit down. One more request. 50 in the blue book. We have to stand for this one, don't we?
Yes.
Yeah.
Some different readers to read scripture. Mark, I think you're up for Psalm 108, verses 1 through 5. And readers can go to the mic in the center of the aisle. Thank you.
Are you ready? My heart, O God, is steadfast. I will sing and make music with all my soul. Awake, harp and lyre. I will awaken the dawn. I will praise you, Lord, among the nations. I will sing of you among the peoples. For great is your love, higher than the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth.
Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him.
Jannie, would you come and lead us?
And turn to number 150, Wonderful Grace of Jesus. I'm going to carry my And probably we want to stand on this one, I think.
Wonderful grace of Jesus, return all my sins. How shall we know His grace? Where shall His praise be? Take me the way by the burden, save my spirit and free. 198.
Sure, I'll believe that one. You have to have a time signature.
Thank you.
Who has Psalm 92, 1 through 5? Aiden.
It is good to praise the Lord and make music to your name, O Most High, proclaiming your love in the morning and your faithfulness at night, to the music of the 10-string lyre and the melody of the harp. For you make me glad by your deeds, Lord. I sing for joy at what your hands have done. How great are your works, Lord. How profound your thoughts.
Just about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was such a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prison were shaken. At once, all the prison doors flew open, and everyone's chains came loose. The jailer woke up, and when he saw the prison doors open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself, because he thought all the prisoners had escaped. But Paul shouted, "Do not harm yourself. We are all here."
I'm going to take a minute, and I have some instruments, some noisemakers that I especially want to hand out to children, and then leftovers can be to adults. Going to sing. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. And when we're clapping, you're making noise with your noisemakers. Stomp your feet. Say amen and then do all three. Let's stand. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, then your face will surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, stomp your feet. If you're happy and you know it, stomp your feet. If you're happy and you know it, then your face will surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, stomp your feet. If you're happy and you know it, say amen. Good job. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to Him belong, they are weak, but He is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me, this I Let's have our ushers come forward for our morning offering. Let's pray. You are the God who creates us, and the Christ who redeems us, and the Holy Spirit who fills us with hope. May we and our gifts be instruments of your purpose here on earth. Amen.
I'd like to start with your requests.
589
in the hymnal.
My shepherd lives so kindly, still.
I heard two.
5:45. Maybe on 5 verses, pick 3. I don't know. Or ask the person to request.
Do you have certain verses you like to sing?
They might want.
One. Men on 2, men on 3.
Okay.
And then we'll sing verse 5 all together, yeah.
Thank you.
23 in signature. Particular thinking about the scripture readings that are to come. So think about that.
Jesus, the name that charms us.
116. Let's stand, if you're able, please. And let's sing the story, number 113, while you're standing. It's just too good to leave. Note, it repeats from the bottom of the page, second verse, the third verse, then you go to onto the third, the other page.
I will stand in the congregation, I will behold you. I will stand in the congregation, I will behold you. Let the children of your salvation lift their praises to Alleluia.
Come on, folks, we've sung this before.
I will stand in the congregation.
thank you. I'm hoping by us getting out early during the month of August through September 1st, it is an encouragement to stay and visit with one another, have a time of fellowship, but also do things together the rest of your Sunday afternoon. When we moved here in 1990, Craig and I and our boys attended Pacific Covenant for about 13 years. So we came to Zion just for a short period of time, and then we were a part of a church plant, Pacific Covenant Mennonite, and attended there for 13 years. Well, during that time, if I ever came to Zion for a memorial service or some kind of worship service, I would almost cry during the service when we were singing here. So I want you to know that it's something very special that we have when we do four-part harmony, and it's unique, I think. And I remember back to how moving that was for me, and now that I've been here 15 years, I don't get moved as much anymore. But, you know, I'm a part of this all the time, so I feel like I take it for granted a little bit. So thank you. Thank you for being a part of this hymn sing. It feels like there's a lot of despair in our world right now, a lot of things going on. And it's helpful for me to go to the book of Revelation, where I can realize and be reminded that God has the final word at the end of time. So I dug a little deeper on these two scripture passages, and I want to share a little bit of that before I read from Revelation. The Apostle John observes in these texts universal joy and thanksgiving that filled heaven and earth. Verse after verse, Christ receives the applause and adoration of angels and men and every creature. So just think about angels, however many angels there are, and all of humankind and every creature. What kind of sound would that be? It's a matter of joy to all of the world to see that God does not deal with men in a way of absolute power and strict justice, but in a way of grace and mercy through the Redeemer, the Lamb, Jesus. Jesus governs the world, not merely as a creator and lawgiver, but as our Savior. And all of the world has reason to rejoice because of this. The song of praise from Revelation is offered up to the Lamb, and it consists of three parts. One part sung by the church, another part by the second church, the angels, and the third by every creature. And it is a declaration that God is the Alpha and Omega. This is affirming that God is sovereign, Lord of all the ages. The Greek, first letter of the Greek alphabet is Alpha, and Omega is the last. So in the English equivalent would be I am A and Z. I am the beginning of history and the end of history and the Lord of all that lies between. That is good news. Revelation 5:11 through 14. Then I looked and heard the voice of many angels, numbering thousands upon thousands and 10,000s times 10,000. They encircled the throne and the living creatures and the elders. In a loud voice, they were saying, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength, honor and glory and praise. Then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth. What kind of sound would that be? Every creature. And under the earth and in the sea and all that is in them saying, these creatures are saying, to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever. And the four living creatures said, Amen. And the elders fell down and worshiped. From Revelation 15. And I saw what looked like a sea of glass glowing with fire and standing beside the sea. And those who had been victorious over the beast and its image and over the number of its name. And they held harps given by God and sang the song of God's servant Moses and the Lamb. Great and marvelous are your deeds, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, King of the nations. Who will not fear you, Lord, and bring glory to your name? For you alone are holy. All nations will come and worship before you, for your righteous acts have been revealed. Amen. We'll take a few moments for our prayer and share time today. I have a prayer I'm going to begin with when we come to that place, and it's a prayer from the Sisters of Mercy in America regarding the shootings that have happened over the weekend. So I will begin with their prayer and then continue with other requests that we have today. We want to remember Floyd and Claudia Lapp, who are struggling with health challenges. Floyd said, we're not doing very good. So yes, Jana, you can mention us in the prayer time. So we want to lift them up today. Also, we want to remember Matthew and Becky, who are in Arizona this week celebrating Becky's mother's 90th birthday. So just for their rest and travel and refreshment. Anyone else like to share? I do want to say again a huge thank you to those helping with Vacation Bible School. It's a huge undertaking, and our people step up and come together, and I love you all for that reason. So, Mary.
That's sort of what I wanted to share. This past week was such a great week with the kids here, and it then just makes it, as we're so welcoming and the kids have such a great time, and you go to those then and now activities and they are just plugged in. They love it. And I think about that in contrast with what is happening at our southern border right now. At the convention, one of the resolutions that the delegates voted on was whether or not to make a statement as the broader Mennonite Church USA, and it passed, and we condemned the abuse of the children, especially, but everyone at the border. The shooting that we saw yesterday, that man drove 10 hours to go to that specific location to target those people. I don't know what. There are so many angry white men in this country, and it's not all of them, but this country has a history of lumping people together that fit in groups. And so you may not be an angry white man, but right now your demographic is not being represented well, and you too could get seen as, should I feel safe around white men anymore? They're so angry, and I don't understand the anger. But yeah, So thanks for a great week at Bible school. But I think we have to be praying about the children at our southern border that are at risk. Thank you, Mary. Anyone else like to share? Yeah, Florence.
Many of you know that Jan Buller is a new grandmother, and her daughter, Ellie, the mother of little Willa, went in for gallbladder surgery this morning. So Jan is going to be spending some time in Portland with the new baby and helping mom.
Is that unexpected? Yes. I want to remember Ellie. Okay. Chris. Hi, Chris.
This is Chris Cady, and thank you for the prayers. We had a wonderful weekend with Kendra and husband last week. I didn't actually get to feel the little girl kick in her belly yet, but Kendra did. And something that Harold, my dear Harold Hall, shared a couple months ago about coming to church with tote bags full that he unloaded each week has really stuck with me. And I've realized that I come to church every week empty. I bring tote bags that have been emptied during the week. And I want to thank everyone today. My bags are filled today with a joy and a presence that will carry me through the next week. Thank you.
That's great. Thank you, Chris. Anyone else like to share? Cheryl.
I'm having shoulder surgery this coming Friday, so I just ask that you pray that he gets it right this time, and that the healing will go well.
Thank you, Harold.
It seems to me that anyone who's awake in this church this morning and not sleeping would catch on to the fact of how much we love those dear old songs that we sing and how meaningful they are to us with the beautiful harmony and the precious words that are in there.
Yeah, thank you each for being a participant today, those that read Scripture too. Let's go to prayer. God, our hearts are broken with pain at the senseless deaths caused by gun violence. Families mourn, children live in fear, and some in our nation respond by arming themselves with more guns with greater capacity to end life. Our disconnection and alienation has caused some to turn to guns for protection and safety. We ask that you touch our hearts with your love, heal our brokenness, and turn us away from violence toward peace. Help us to transform our own hearts and to seek peaceful ways of resolving our differences. May our hands reach out and connect with those who feel alone, with those who live in fear, with those suffering from mental illness. Let our voices be raised, asking our legislators to enact gun laws to protect all in our society, especially those most vulnerable. Let our pens write messages demanding change while also scripting words of hope and transformation. Lord, in a world that is broken, it seems like our little selves are pretty powerless. But we have sung today the words of a God that we serve, a God who sees every need and holds the world in his hands. So we bring those things before you, and we lift them. We pray for Floyd and Claudia, asking that you would be near to them, providing the help that they need, the comfort and support as they navigate their health challenges. We pray for Matthew and Becky as they celebrate Becky's mother's 90th birthday this week. May they enjoy their time with family. May you refresh and renew them and give them safe travels. We pray for Jan Bowler and her granddaughter and daughter
this week, asking that you would be with Ellie during her surgery. Thank you that Jan can provide support and help. Thank you for the visit that Chris and Toby had with their daughter Kendra and the excitement of this new grandchild that is growing. Bless Kendra and her husband during this time. Thank you for the providing this time that Chris and Toby could be with them. Lord, we lift Cheryl to you this morning, asking that you would be with her this week, that you would give her peace as she prepares for surgery, that you would guide her doctors with wisdom and the skills that they need to make this a successful surgery. We pray for our southern borders and those that are in being held, being mistreated. Lord, we ask for you to intervene in those situations, to bring healing, to provide comfort and clean conditions, that those, especially children, can be cared well in. Thank you for Vacation Bible School. Thank you for the hard work from this congregation in providing for the children in our community and our own children. Lord, I just pray a special blessing on each one that has been a part of that this week. We offer all these things to you as we pray the prayer you taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, please stand and turn to the last hymn, You Shall Go Out with Joy. 427 in the blue hymnal, 427.
You shall go out with joy and be my joy.